right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now. 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello, welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Why, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Judge me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll-free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
Well, we will talk about the state of pet health. What is it? We will talk to a veterinarian from Banfield, the pet hospital. You know, every once in a while a book comes along that impacts so many animals, dogs in particular. In this case, Help Your Dog Fight Cancer. I mean, I don't know what the percent is. I don't know that anybody knows. Actually, the Banfield guy, he might know what percent of dogs actually do get cancer and what percent of dogs ultimately succumb to cancer. I don't know what the number is, but it's not insignificant. And more younger dogs of some breeds in particular are getting certain kinds of cancer. So this book, Help Your Dog Fight Cancer, is important. And we will talk to Lori Kaplan, the author of the book. An idea that is happening here and there around America, I love. So you've heard of registries for sexual abusers, and there are registries for repeated DUI offenders. Well, this is a registry that I fully support, and that is for animal abusers. And this not only is a good idea for animal welfare to protect animals, but actually to protect all of us. I will explain what I mean. We will take your phone calls, help you with behavior issues that your pets have. That's what I'm here for. 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. In Arizona, Connie, you're on the radio. Hi.
Hi, Steve. I've been a long-time listener of yours.
Well, thank you.
I don't say how long, but it's been a long time. I had two cats that I've had for a long time, years. Uh-huh. One of them's 10, and I think the other one's like 15. And I was at the pound. I take pictures of the pound dogs and put on Facebook. Anyway,
good for you.
There was a cat there that looked just like the first cat I got, and I brought her home. She was 2 years old and kept her in a kennel, a mm-hmm. cage with the top and sides and back all covered with a sheet for, you know, it was almost 2 weeks. And then everybody seemed to chill. I've got four dogs in the house mm-hmm. at any given time. And one of them wants to bark at her. He didn't do it until she started roaming the house. But mm-hmm. she hides all day and will come out at night. Anytime I get up through the night, she's up and her and the cats are milling around. She doesn't bother nothing, but she's up. But then through the day, she won't hardly come out.
Hmm.
I was wondering if you had any advice.
Okay, so I don't know if the cat's not coming out because the dog is barking and she's intimidated mm-hmm. by that one dog, or she's not coming out just because she's not acclimated to the environment yet. And there's no way I can stand here and know that, so my best question is, what do you think?
Well, I'm thinking when the dogs are all out, they stay out most of the time right now because it's cool weather here, and my husband and I either one are out with them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she still doesn't come out through the day. So okay. I'm thinking maybe she's just not used to everything.
Right.
Good yet.
So
the other dogs don't bother. She was. It said on her card she was used to dogs. And the other dogs, she can walk by them and it, you know, it don't seem to bother her.
Well, she could be used to dogs but bothered by an individual.
Barking.
Yeah, maybe it's the barking. Maybe it's that individual dog. I mean, you're used to people. And I bet there are a couple people here and there that you don't care for so much or that you wouldn't want to interact with, you know? And it could be the same, but I think something grander based on what you said may be going on with this cat. So what room is the cat in now? Let me rephrase that. What I meant to say or ask is which room is that cage or was that cage in that the cat was in?
My room.
Okay, so what I would do is I'd go back a couple steps. I would put the cat just in your room for now, for a week or two even. And what I would do is take some of the dog stuff and put that in the room so the cat gets the dog's scent. But the cat's already had enough of that, you know. And the other thing I would do is spend time in the room. I mean, the cat's done nothing wrong, so I would spend time in the room, try to bond with the cat. If the cat is shy with you, that week or two becomes an even longer period of time.
Yeah.
Until she
gets up in the bed and sleeps with me. She crawls up my husband's lap when she's out.
Okay. So one of the tricks of the trade are empty boxes. You put them out, cats will jump in them. So that big cavernous room, which is like a Grand Canyon to your cat, becomes much smaller with some empty boxes scattered around it. It is a place for the cat to hide. Of course, you're wondering, well, is that really hiding? But from the cat's perspective, somehow, some way, it is hiding. And maybe even buy a toy or two, like a tunnel toy or somewhere, for the cat to hide in. These are much better places than under the bed for a whole lot of reasons. You can more easily get to the cat, for one thing. It also allows the cat to have a bit more confidence than hiding in a corner under the bed. Another thing is to provide altitude, places that are up high that the cat can scamper up. And if the cat does do that, and you could help by putting the cat up there, putting treats up there to motivate the cat to go up there, if you do that, so every time you put the cat up there, there's a treat that appears, but then you do that two or three times, the cat maybe on the fourth time, you don't need to do it because the cat, I go up there, I get treats, right? And by being up there, the cat again gains confidence and will also understand that barking dog can't possibly get to me if I'm way up in a cat tree somewhere or way up on a windowsill, or a bookshelf or whatever high place you have that the cat can actually get up on. So that would be something else I would do. And then I would spread it out a little bit. So right now it's only that one room, and then I'd make it two rooms. And then maybe take your cat out or let the cat out when the dogs are outside, before, and then bring them in one by one with the barking dog not coming in. And the cat getting used to those two dogs that aren't the barking dog for a week or so. And then you bring that barking dog in when the cat is out. Do you follow what I'm suggesting here? Now, there are a couple of other things you can do.
Yes.
There's a product called Feel-Away. And that is a copy of a pheromone that will help to take down the anxiety just a little bit in your cat. It's not overnight going to solve the problem in of itself, but using behavior modification, the Feel-Away really can be helpful. It comes in a spray. Don't get that one. Get the kind you plug in, the diffuser that goes into the wall, and put that in the wall, certainly in the room the cat is in, and maybe get another one that you use when the cat is out into another room as well. And that won't hurt and will, in fact, help your situation as well. I mean, any tool you can use, that's great. So if the cat likes to play, distract the cat when the dogs are around by using an interactive cat toy with feathers or fabric on the end, or catnip maybe even, something that the cat is focused on so the cat isn't so focused on, wow, I'm concerned about the dogs. But I don't think the dogs, again, based only on what you said, I don't think the dogs are the only issue here. I think the other issue is you just have a cat that's just not acclimated to the house yet. Sometimes cats take a long time to do it. And from the cat's perspective, for some cats, some of the time, I don't know how big of a house you live in, but for some cats, it's like the size of the state of Nebraska, you know? And it's like, I can't explore all that yet. I'm too worried. Does that help?
Yeah, there's a lot of ideas there that I hadn't thought about doing.
Well,
appreciate them, and we'll try them.
Sure, please do, and then call me back, please, 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 and let me know what works, or if it doesn't work, then I always have more ideas.
Good. Thank you so much, Steve. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. So Cook County just announced, that's the county that includes Chicago, that they are going to implement an animal abuse registry. So if you're convicted of animal abuse, your name goes in this registry. I put that story, I wrote about it on my blog, stevedale.tv. Go there early, go there often, sign up for the updates and the newsletters at stevedale.tv. Oh, and about that whole idea, I will talk about whether this registry makes sense or not, not only for the animals, but for all of us. Next.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
There's a new flu called canine influenza, threatening the health of dogs, and it's been confirmed in many places. Now, this is different than the swine flu, and humans can't get it. But canine flu is highly contagious and easily spread. That means virtually every dog exposed will catch it. Like human flu, the majority of dogs do recover, but in some cases it can be fatal. Fortunately, there's a new vaccine that can protect your dog. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
I just love this idea, and communities are doing it here and there around the country, and I would like to see entire states do this, and to my knowledge anyway, no state has done what I'm about to talk about. So first of all, let me back up a couple steps and talk about the link. The link is now a scientific term that says this: if there is abuse going on to animals in a given home, odds are there will be abuse to children or to spouses, potentially even to seniors, but there will be other abuse. It's almost guaranteed. What's more, if people commit crimes against animals, and this has been in the press, right? What I'm saying now isn't news. When I first began talking about this, it was. People didn't believe it. But now the science has been done over and over and over that if people commit violent crimes to animals, they will commit violent crimes to people at some point. So the idea of a registry, and this just happened in the state of Illinois, the bill makes it a crime for convicted animal abusers to buy or adopt another animal if they're convicted of animal abuse and if their name is on the registry for 15 years after their conviction. And they can never have another pet if they're convicted more than once. And I think that is a superb idea. Now, obviously, I think it's pretty clear it protects animals. So that's one reason. Standing here being the pet guy, I love that for that reason alone. But there's more to it than that. Because if an abuser doesn't practice, quote unquote, with an animal, then perhaps that abuser will not practice or implement abuse or a serious crime onto another person. We also know then who these people are. And maybe the embarrassment, maybe not, but maybe the embarrassment of being on such a list will deter people as well from abusing animals. I don't see a downside to this at all. However, there were some opponents of this who said that people who work at pet stores or other places that have animals for sale shouldn't be put under the pressure to determine and to look on such a list. Well, to me, that's just plain silly. The other
not concerned about this because it's a good law. But the problem with it is it doesn't address the way in which many people do get animals today, and that's online. So this does not police Craigslist. I mean, so you can be an abuser, you can be on that list, but make up some phony name, be on Craigslist and sell an animal or get an animal, unfortunately. But you do what you can do. And this is, in this case, county government. I'd like to see state governments do this, too. I suppose federal government will have to address, but there's so much that's being done on places like Craigslist that shouldn't be. And so far, anyway, the powers that be haven't been able to do anything about it. But I love this idea, and I hope ultimately every state in the union says just this. If you're convicted of animal abuse, you are on a registry, and for some lengthy period of time, you cannot own a pet. Coming up next, more conversation with you at 866-554-PETS.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces too for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
He's not a vet, but he does smell like a dog. You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, for those of us who have pets, and that's most of you, right? Well, our pets hopefully live into a long, nice age. But what goes along with old age oftentimes are illnesses of old age. And at the top of the list is probably cancer. This book, Help Your Dog Fight Cancer, Empowerment for Dog Owners, is exactly that. No one writes about this topic like Lori Kaplan does. Lori, it's good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Well, you've become an expert on this, and before we get into the book, I'm curious, how did that come about?
Well, it started as me writing as a medical animal writer for years for magazines, and then when my dog Bullet got cancer, his oncologist was begging me to write a book for people so that they could help their dogs like I was helping Bullet. And I eventually did write that book, and this is it.
Well, yeah, and this is the third edition of this book, so everything is updated. And in the world of cancer, it updates by the minute, which is a good thing for us, since we get the same cancers oftentimes that our pets get. And it's, of course, a good thing for pets. So some number of years ago, when Bullet was first around, it might have been, for most kinds of cancers, a death sentence for dogs or cats. Today, it's not that at all.
It's not that at all. Actually, when Bullet was diagnosed in 2000, it wasn't that veterinary oncology was becoming a common thing. Before that, it was pretty much a death sentence. other than removing a tumor, the recommendation was usually euthanasia when the dog became ill.
Mm-hmm. And today we can treat, but there are some obstacles. And the biggest might be cost as much as anything else.
Yes, cost is definitely inhibitive, and there are ways to lower the costs of treatment.
So give us some tips.
Well, okay, it's extensively laid out in the book, but
I know.
But you can lower costs by making small changes to the treatment plan, which the veterinarian might not suggest, but you can request. You can omit non-essential items from the plan, such as with chemotherapy. Very often they give prophylactic antiemetics, which is something that removes nausea because chemo makes the dog nauseous, and they give antiemetics. But some dogs go through chemo without ever experiencing nausea, so they don't need those drugs. You can omit them unless at some point your dog does become nauseous, then you can add them in.
And you can talk to your veterinarian about all these things, but what you're saying is it's possible. One other thing, if you're a regular client, conceivably it's at least possible with some clinics, is to offer to pay over a period of time. Today, the thing with cancer, the sort of buzzword in people is live with it, kind of. How do you treat a dog to make it possible for the quality of life to be good enough where you're not curing anything, but you're making it possible for that quality of life to be really good and for the dog to enjoy maybe years of life? And in dogs, years is important.
Right. Well, home care is important. The diet is important. Supplements can be helpful. They can make the dog's organs stronger so that the chemotherapy won't destroy them. And I had another thought.
That's okay. I want to find it for you because you write about diet quite extensively. So how important is adjusting diet, or does that depend on the dog and the diagnosis?
Well, diet is important with cancer. The thing is, changing a diet is not going to cure a cancer, but it can help the dog be stronger and healthier to go through treatment and survive longer.
We were talking about the book, Help Your Dog Fight Cancer, but sometimes is it worth the fight? So a dog who's, 18 years old and diagnosed with bone cancer, at times, are we treating, do you think, the veterinary profession, and I'm not critical of, I don't mean to be, but it's reality, experts treating because they can?
That is. There's the whole question of over-diagnosis and over-treatment. Sometimes diagnostic tests are performed that are really not necessary. They may be academically interesting to the veterinarian, but they're not going to be helpful to the dog. So we can try to eliminate those tests.
Well, there's so much more in this book, and it's readable. You don't need to be a veterinarian or a PhD to understand Help Your Dog Fight Cancer, Empowerment for Dog Owners. Lori Kaplan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve.
Back to your telephone calls next at 866-554-PETS.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Music is with us wherever we go, whoever we're with. The sounds we share bring us together, like the sound and feel of a Casio 88-key digital piano, just $299. Listen to your favorite song on a pair of AKG K52 headphones, just $29. Or strike a chord with Ernie Ball strings, 3 packs for $10. This Memorial Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
BizTalkRadio.com. biztalkradio.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Oh, don't worry. He's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Rodney in Illinois, you are on the radio. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. What's going on?
We have a 15-year-old cat.
Mm-hmm.
And on occasions, she will go up and pee on our shoes.
Oh, no.
It's not a special time or special shoe. It's, I guess, whenever she feels like it, she just goes up and pees on her shoe. So my guess is she has a behavior issue, but I don't know how to take care of it other than keeping our shoes up off the floor.
It seems there is a behavior issue there. So, yes, keeping your shoes off the floor would help. But what is prompting the cat to do this? Is the cat anxious about something that is changing in the household? So, first off, you have one cat, only one cat?
No, we have two.
Okay.
We have two cats.
And you have how many litter boxes?
We have two litter boxes within, like, a foot of each other.
Okay. So having two litter boxes so close together, and what I'm about to tell you may have nothing to do, or it may have a lot to do with what's going on. That I don't know. But what I'm about to tell you still matters. Having two litter boxes so close to each other as having, like, one giant litter box?
I mean, okay. From the cat's perspective, they're right. I mean, it's right there. It's together. It's like one box. So
right. The
good news is that some cats prefer that. But the bad news is that if you have two litter boxes, in theory, you need as many litter boxes plus one as you have cats. Now, I understand people that have five cats, and I know that's not you, have a tough time having six litter boxes, but that would be the ideal. So for you, the ideal with two cats would be three litter boxes and not all in one place. The whole idea is they have to all be. So if you have three litter boxes, one over there, one over there, and one over there, that would be the ideal. I would definitely add a litter box and, if possible, and it may not be, close to where those shoes are. So my next question is, does the cat pee on shoes that are only in one place or just shoes that are randomly around the house? And incidentally, I ought to tell you, depending on what the outcome of our conversation is, it may turn out that this is the ultimate compliment, like your cat giving you a bouquet of roses. Like, I miss you. This has your scent on it. And the good news for you, it's better than the cat peeing on your bed, which is also a possibility.
Right.
But I wanted, so that's actually at the end of the day what could be what's going on, but I want to discern better. So are these shoes random places or just in your bedroom?
It's been in two different locations. One location is where we come in the door on tile, where that's predominantly where we take our shoes off and leave them. And this morning, she actually was up in our closet area and peed on my wife's shoes. And she actually hangs out in the closet area on most days. Kind of her little spot, and just found it unusual that, you know, especially my wife's shoes.
Do these cats get along okay?
They kind of just stay away from each other. You know, they don't lay around with each other, no.
Okay, so my guess, believe it or not, it's not as much about the shoes as it is about your cat saying, I don't know where to go to the bathroom. I would absolutely add a litter box, and if possible, close to the place. In fact, if possible, in the closet. If that's not possible, as close to that closet as possible, and definitely away from the other two boxes. Leave the other two boxes there, but I would definitely add a litter box. I would not add a covered litter box. I think that this cat wants to see what's coming at him or her. My guess, and, you know, from where I stand, it's a guess. Educated guess, I believe, I hope. But nevertheless, a guess, because I'm not there in your house. But I'm thinking, from everything you told me, these two cats don't necessarily love one another. When cats go to the litter box, cats are a potential source. They're worried about what can happen, you know? I mean, they're prone to anything if they're in the litter box. So... at that point in time, I want the cat to be comfortable. The cat may not be comfortable going to the other litter box because the other cat may be blocking the way on purpose or not. So I definitely would add a litter box away from the other two, leave the other two there. If possible, put it in the closet. And then let me know what happens.
All right. What about the age of the cats? One's like young, one's... this one we're having problems with is 15, and do you believe I should at least have her looked at by a vet, or do you think give this a try first with a litter box? Or
well, when has the cat last been to the vet?
It's 9 months ago.
Okay, is this a new behavior?
No. I mean, it's you know, it happens. It just happens like once, maybe. I don't know, not really once a month, once every other month.
For 5 years it's been happening, or for just...
for 3 or 4 years.
Okay. Yeah. So because it's been happening for so long, I never would ever say don't go to the veterinarian. And going twice a year is always a good thing for any pet, particularly a senior pet. Having nothing directly to do with the problem you're describing, but that is always what I recommend for any pet, again, especially senior pets, because senior pets age more quickly at a more accelerated rate. So going to the veterinarian once every 6 months is still like you or I going to the doctor once every couple of years. So at least you want to go once every 6 months, in my opinion, for older pets especially. Having said that, because this problem's been going on for so long, I doubt there's a medical component. I presume you've told your veterinarian about the issue, and your veterinarian has determined there's no medical component to this.
Yeah, they've ran blood work, urinary tract, before, and it's always come back negative. You know,
right.
So
I do think it's still going to the veterinarian twice a year, again, a good thing, but I think this is behavioral. And give my suggestion a try, and then let me know. Yeah. Call me back.
Yeah, I've never thought of that, so thank you very much.
That is what I am here for. Thank you very much. It's good to talk to you. And our telephone number for any of you is 866-554-PETS. I don't know why this is, but I'm glad it is. You are writing me more and more often about all sorts of topics, and please do that. Steve@petworldradio.net. One of the many ways to reach us, you can call 866-554-PETS. But when you write me, you're writing me all about all these sorts of topics. I'm getting more and more questions about ticks and tick disease. And I have one of those coming up next. I suspect the reason for that is the Stop Lyme campaign that we announced, what was it, last week or 2 weeks ago on the show? That is this national campaign. We're working with the Global Lyme Alliance, the American Veterinary Medical Association, all together of physicians as well as veterinarians to educate people about tick disease. You can learn more at StopLyme.com, or in fact, listen next as I will be talking about that very topic.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
There's a new flu called canine influenza threatening the health of dogs, and it's been confirmed in many places. Now, this is different than the swine flu, and humans can't get it. But canine flu is highly contagious and easily spread. That means virtually every dog exposed will catch it. Like human flu, the majority of dogs do recover, but in some cases it can be fatal. Fortunately, there's a new vaccine that can protect your dog. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Increased thirst, decreased grooming, and many other changes can be harder to detect in cats. And cat owners may not notice a change until the disease is advanced.
You don't seem yourself lately.
That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year. Wellness exams can help your veterinarian detect, treat, or ideally prevent health problems before they become serious.
I think it's time you had a checkup.
Call your veterinarian and schedule your cat's wellness exam today. Or visit avma.org for more information. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
So next week on the show, and I love the premise of this dog training book, and it's not just another dog training book. It does so much more. And one of those things that it does is say, hey, what? Every dog is an individual. And the techniques you use and the way you train your dog all must be positive reinforcement. But the specific technique really depends on you, and it depends on the personality of your dog. We'll get into that next week with the author, Grisha Stewart, of Behavior Adjustment Training 2.0. We will also talk about summer safety. The good news is that must mean summer is around the corner.
Three simple words.
You've got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, my wife is claiming, I love when questions begin and they blame the spouse, the wife or the husband at the beginning of it. My wife is claiming we need to protect our dog, Charlie, from ticks. I told her that's a problem in the Northeast, not here in Ohio. Set her straight. It's from Chuck in Columbus, Ohio. Well, Chuck, I need to set you straight. There are not many places in America left where ticks don't occur. And where there are ticks, there is tick disease. I'm talking about all over the country. And yes, if we're talking specifically about Lyme disease, do remember there are many tick diseases. The heartbeat of Lyme disease is in the Northeast. You are right about that. There's more Lyme disease in the Northeast than any other part of the country, but it does not mean that it does not occur where you live. What's more, I've got bad news. There are other tick diseases as well with long, nasty-sounding names that occur where you live too. So here's my recommendation, and I cannot be more serious about this. A couple things. First of all, if you haven't seen the veterinarian, your veterinarian recently, do so. There is a routine test taken that tests for heartworm disease, which is something that you should be doing every year anyway. But it also tests for several kinds of tick diseases, including Lyme disease. That's step number one. Step number two, talk to your veterinarian, yes, about protection. What would be appropriate for your dog or dogs, I guess, based on where you live? And it really does vary. So if you live in New Jersey, the answer to that question can be very different than Texas, can be very different than Illinois, can be very different than Ohio, where you are, depending on the number of ticks that are in a specific geographic area, but also the kinds of ticks that are there. And also, while you're at it, be sure that you have protection against fleas and heartworm disease as well. Next thing is, well, depending on how abundant those ticks are, and they may not be that much so in Ohio, but it doesn't mean you don't travel. So the Lyme vaccine might even be a good idea if you go to those places where there are even more ticks and where there's even more tick disease. So I have several websites for you. I'll begin with our own platform, and that's stoplyme.com. But if you don't believe me for some reason, go to the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, cdc.org, or the Companion Animal Parasite Council that probably keeps better records of this than anyone, and that's petsandparasites.org. Email me your questions to steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, we're going to learn the state of pet health in 2015 as we talk to Dr. Kurt Beringer of Banfield Pet Hospital.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS. Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs.
Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
I love the fact that Banfield, the pet hospital, does this. They come out with this State of Pet Health report. I hope I'm making it sound official. And it is very official. It's the best thing we have, I think, in veterinary medicine to track kind of what's going on since there is no Centers for Disease Control for pets. Dr. Kurt Bruninger is applied research and knowledge, and indeed very knowledgeable, from Banfield, the pet hospital. Hello, Dr. Bruninger.
Hello, Steve Dale. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to talk to you. So what's the takeaway this year? Every year you do this, you kind of like Banfield does, the different stats, different data, pull it out. What is sort of number one on the hit list this year, do you think?
Well, and we've been doing this for 6 years, and we're doing common diseases again this year, which we did in 2011. And I'd say one of the biggest things that we saw was that we've been having a decrease in heartworm prevalence in our canine population.
Yay! That's a great thing. However, in my world. So what you report is wonderful. This is terrific news. However, there should almost be zero heartworm because the products work so well. So if people are using products that are available at any veterinary clinic, then we'd have, I'm sure there'd be some heartworm, but there'd be very, very little.
That's right. That's right. There's a number of different products that people can use now that are readily available on the market. Anything from an oral medication monthly to getting an injectable that lasts for 6 months to even a topical product that can be put on every month. There's a lot of options available for pet owners.
Now, what about, since we're talking about parasites, what about fleas?
And so, well, with fleas, what we end up seeing is that cats end up having twice the prevalence of fleas that we see in the dog population.
Wow. Now, why do you I have a theory as to why I think that is. I think there are two reasons for that. Curious as to what you think.
Well, I think one of the reasons may be just a lack of awareness of owners for their indoor cats being at risk of actually getting fleas. Because
right.
Fleas can be introduced into the household in a number of different ways, either from if they have other pets, other dogs that go in and outside, just walking around a pet store. Flea eggs can be in the pet store. You can get those on the bottom of your shoes and bring them into the household that way. Or if other people have pets at their house that have fleas and they come over to your house, they can be introduced to the cats that way. And not only can cats get fleas that way, but they can also get tapeworms because fleas carry tapeworms. And so they eat these fleas and they get tapeworms. And cats also have twice the prevalence of tapeworms that dogs have too.
Ew. I agree with everything you're saying. And I think another reason for it is that today so many products are available through big box stores, and they go there and they choose a product that is based on the color of the product, packaging, or maybe just what's on sale, and it might not be the right product for their household, number one. And number two, some of those products really don't work very well, and they're rather erratic. So to kill fleas, you can't kill half of them and be successful. You need to kill, I think the number is over 90%, whatever that number is. The veterinary products do that. Some of the over-the-counter products just don't.
Right, and I would recommend that people partner with their veterinarians to determine what is the appropriate products to use in their case.
Yeah, I agree with all that. Any other takeaways?
And I would say in cats we've been seeing an increase in a dental condition that's not really well known, but it's called tooth resorption. And it's a very painful condition in cats, and what this is when the tooth is actually being broken down by the body, and it usually starts at or below the gum line. It can be very difficult just to see on a physical exam, and it's something we usually diagnose while performing a dental cleaning procedure or taking x-rays of the mouth during a dental cleaning procedure. And we've seen that increase 1,500% over the past 10 years, which is now it's about 1 in 100 cats are being diagnosed with it.
Is it because people are looking, veterinary professionals are looking for it more and have equipment to do that now, or is there maybe another reason for it?
That would explain some of the increase that we've been seeing here, but it doesn't actually explain all of it. And so we unfortunately don't know why there's been such an increase, and it's really an opportunity for more research in that area.
It's not because they're eating candy between meals?
No, it's not because of that.
All right. For more information about the state of pet health, Banfield, the Pet Hospital annual report, this is for 2016, where can folks go?
They can go to stateofpethealth.com.
Perfect. State of Pet Health, Dr. Brueringer, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
So this is the time of year when dog bites actually happen the most, and we'll talk next week with Dr. Heather Lenzer about how to prevent those bites, especially in kids. We'll also talk about a new dog training book that takes the personality of your dog into consideration.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They will be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com.